Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, welcome back. Hello UX is a user-focused podcast aimed to help those pivoting into UX design.
We're here to empower designers and help those transitioning into the UX field by providing education, resources, and a platform to talk about their experiences.
Come because you're curious, day to be empowered.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So happy to be back at Hello UX Podcast. I am so excited as we continue in the series and we pick up where we left off. But before then, I would like to ask Angelina, how was your break, Angelina? What did you do?
It was kind of a whirlwind. I went on vacation.
Nice.
I went to a wedding. I went to some concerts. It was actually really good just to kind of find some time this summer to do things that we haven't been able to for a while.
Right.
So not quite back to normal, but finding the new normal, I guess.
There you go. Yeah, you put it perfectly. And I hear you. For our anniversary, my husband and I, we went to Chicago. And so we spent the whole week there, and then we also got to see a band that's been on our list forever. So we went to go see Rage Against the Machine.
That's nice.
Yeah, and we were like so excited, and we almost thought it might be canceled because they had two nights. I have family back there, so my cousin was like, hey, did you hear what happened? And I was like, no, what? And she's like, you know, Zach de la Rocha broke his leg last night on stage. And I was like, oh, no. And so, I was like, they're going to cancel. But no, they didn't cancel. He like sat throughout the concert and it was still a very awesome concert. So we did not regret it. So that was nice.
That's cool.
We also celebrated that same week our 20-year anniversary.
20 years. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So that was exciting. And I believe it was our first getaway without the kids. So that was nice, too.
I bet. Not that you don't love your kids.
Right.
Love your kids. But sometimes you need a little time just for yourselves to make sure everything's good and you still enjoy each other. 20 years. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Right? Like we say, que aguante.
That is so true.
So we're excited to be back and to continue this season of different paths on one user experience. And we have as a guest, Krista Faith Castro. And Krista Faith Castro was able to talk to us about product management. And so very excited, you know, to be able to talk about her journey and have our Helotes listening into her journey.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And, you know, project management and product management often get confused.
Yes.
And they have their similarities.
Right.
But they're also very distinct in many ways.
Have a different focus.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I'm glad that Krista was able to come on and just kind of share with us not only her path, but kind of give us a good understanding the difference between product and project.
Yes. And I appreciate her for that. And also, she was able to give the Helotes a starting point of if they feel like this is a path that they want to go into. She kind of gives them, you know, a guide of like what things to be thinking about as they're in their current role. So to me, that was like really cool.
Yeah, I agree. It was pretty fantastic to hear her journey and how she made it work wherever she was.
She made a path for herself. Exactly. And so I think that's something that we all could learn, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well then we'll go ahead and listen to our interview now.
Hi, Krista. Thank you so much for being in Hello UX Podcast. I'm very happy to have you here.
Hello. Me too. Thank you for having me.
Hey, everyone. So let me go ahead and introduce our guest for today. Krista Faith Castro is a product manager. She was born in the Philippines, lived in Houston, currently in San Francisco. She's also product manager and owner of User Experience for SkillUp Coalition. And she's passionate about the great outdoors, camping, art, and sports like mountain biking, paragliding, surfing, motocross. Wow, girl. That is very adventurous life there.
Yes. People do tell me that.
So Chris and I actually go back. We were both TAs for the UT Austin UX UI bootcamp. That's where we met. And I remember as we were being TAs for this bootcamp, I remember you were getting classes and product management or some kind like that. And so I was pleasantly surprised when I saw a few months ago that you actually went into your role as product manager. So with that, Krista, why don't you walk us through your journey into UX design and then how you focused into product management?
Absolutely, sure. So in the beginning, I guess I can start when I was in college. I was in University of Houston and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so I just got a degree in communications advertising. And in advertising, there's like, there are graphic designers for advertising. So that's kind of what I wanted to kind of, you know, follow through. So I interned and I got a job as a graphic designer for an anime licensing company called Acer Media Group that has Sentai Filmworks and High Dive. It was super fun. And working as a graphic designer over time, I knew I wanted to like push myself a little bit more and kind of take on more challenging tasks. And also, I also wanted to find ways to be more, I guess, to earn more in the long run. And so I just researched a lot and followed my curiosities, Googled a lot of different like career options, and I saw interaction design and user experience design. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so freaking cool. So in that role as a graphic designer, I initiated a lot of tasks and projects that are related to interaction and interface design. And like, thankfully I had a super awesome supervisor and he was so supportive. It's like, oh, okay, go ahead, do it. I'm like, okay. And I would be like, hey, I want to do this to improve, you know, an interface, like look at what our streaming services compared to Netflix, et cetera. So things like that. And so I knew that I wanted to transition there. And so what happened is I took a risk and quit that job and got an intern, a part-time intern job for a tech company called P97 Network. So from there, you know, I just was so eager to just do a good job. And one of the things that I was tasked with documenting a lot of things, the things that people don't really like to do, but I was so enthusiastic about it. Anyways, by the way, shout out to Kelsey Ruger, who took me in that role. I'm going to send this to him later.
That's awesome.
And then I was very, I would say, persistent. And have a lot of grit along the way, to not afraid to ask questions and learn, right? And with documenting like a lot of things, I quickly learned about the product and what, you know, the leadership kind of trying to do. And I use that knowledge to really help out more with interface and interaction design that I was asking for almost. Yeah, from there, I built that trust with the team and quickly, I guess, pivoted to an interaction designer towards leading a lot of different tasks. Because it has like a startup feel to it, I was able to initiate and lead like feature developments. And then eventually I found myself talking to lead architects and then like, hey, like, how does this, you know, happen? Like, how can we make that happen? And I, aside from talking to stakeholders about how we can accomplish this feature build, I was also demonstrating our product and basically selling them to external businesses. From there, I kind of like woke up one day and say, hey, wait a minute, like, I really like this. I really like writing out the requirements, negotiating and talking between stakeholders. I really like this technical and abstract sometimes conversations and looking at the bigger picture stuff. So that's kind of how I decided, okay, I want to be a product owner or product manager. And so, yeah, that's kind of my story. From P97 Networks, I knew I wanted to, like, over time, waking up was hard because it wasn't meaningful to me anymore. I've exhausted all the learning opportunities that I could have, even though They wanted to keep me. But I knew I wanted to do something more worthwhile with my time now. I was at that stage. So I left and applied. And I am so lucky to now be a part of a nonprofit coalition for SkillUp. We basically help workers connect with the right tools, resources, and support so they can make confident career shifts and find quality living wage jobs and position themselves to promising career growth. So I am now a product manager there starting January, still new. And also I'm bringing in my user experience and design and visual expertise to the table as well to even help more with our initiatives.
That's pretty cool. I love hearing your story, how you were able to transition into product management via the factor of the items and things that you were doing, but you were actively seeking in your other role. And so I feel like I know one of our guests had that recommendation. If you're pivoting into UX design, then look for those opportunities that you could do now in the role that you have. So I feel like you did that, but with your product management. Now, a lot of Halotis, which is typically the person that is pivoting into UX design, once they're in the realm of the tech world, how would you help them understand the difference between a product manager versus a project manager?
Sure. So product manager is very technical. You focus on the product development and releases. And you have to be familiarized with the Scrum world, with agile mindset and techniques, how to, you know, iterate and build fast and lean and, you know, apply the research to iterate new feature releases and enhance like products and services. Project managers focus on coordinating and managing and overseeing projects that the company might want. So to summarize, product managers are very technical in nature and they work very closely with the development team. So front and back end engineers, UX, you know, visual designers, etc., to make sure that whatever products and features they're building meet the criteria and requirements that the product manager facilitates.
Wow, thank you for that clarification. Now, with going into product manager, how do you feel your unique perspective from being a background, you know, having a background in UX design, how does that help to apply in your current role now?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So I find it immensely helpful because I feel like human nature is very visual. You know, you see a billboard with a face, your attention immediately, you know, gets distracted towards that face. So I'd say my past experience as a visual graphic interaction, you know, kind of wireframing skills and prototyping skills really helps with communicating and clarifying requirements and goals with a team. For example, you know, if I were to build a roadmap, how can we kind of get the different teams on the same page, right? A lot of that is building out like a storytelling path that tells, you know, that tells the journey of how can we get from A to Z, right? And sometimes in the product management world is quite complex. And that's one of the things why I like it. I'm a problem solver at heart. So it's quite complex. So visual tools like mapping out the user flow, mapping the user journey. As simple as, you know, a roadmap presentation and where we want to go next quarter. So those are very helpful, like having those visual communication skills.
Right. And I would imagine also what comes into play and help out is, as a UX designer, you always have to put yourself in the space of the person using it, trying to go through this, you know, journey. And so you have to really develop those skills to be able to put yourself in that space. And be able to convince everyone else that, mm-hmm. you know, this is why this is important for this person. Yes. So all those, you know, storytelling skills, I feel, come into play here because essentially you're trying to sell all your other teammates on mm-hmm. why the process has to be and go through That's this right. path. Right. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. I know you touched on upon what you're currently doing right now for SkillUp Coalition. Can you tell me more about SkillUp Coalition? How did that come into your radar? And how did you decide to join and say, yeah, this is for me?
Yeah, so I quickly, when I left my previous role, you know, I quickly applied to careers that I found that is meaningful or fun mm-hmm. or interesting or something new. Mm-hmm. And SkillUp Coalition was one of them. And I was kind of sold right away because of the fact that they help people get mm-hmm. Better jobs and quality jobs. That's promising.
Okay.
Because I've seen a lot of people in that similar situation. Like, for example, my dad. My mom's currently like trying to switch careers. My dad was looking for different jobs and it felt like he was in a dead end at some point. So it really speaks to me. Right. And also we are a big proponent of kind of like a DIY approach to getting to the next step of your career because we don't really encourage that you need a bachelor's degree. In fact, we encourage people that, hey, there are ways to get to different high growth careers without a bachelor's degree. So yeah, so how did I get there? I'm just so thankful that I crossed paths during like my first round of interview with them. And I just immediately knew that, okay, this is like a game changer. And I've worked there for 4 months already. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Like it, and one of their pillars is having the best place to work, and I can attest to that. And they are just, it's like the complete opposite, like mm-hmm. agenda from my previous the company that I worked for. And not mm-hmm. that anything's wrong with that, but personally, it's a game changer, and I couldn't be more thankful to be here. Yeah. I don't know if that answered your question.
Yes, it sure did. And it gave me more insight and definitely something that I feel like someone could be listening right now to this podcast trying to learn about product management, but they might know someone that might need of these resources. Always welcome the opportunity to be able to highlight different resources for everyone. And if someone is listening and they know someone that they can refer somewhere, awesome, great. So thank you for that. Yeah.
And we'll now take a break, hear a word from a sponsor, and we'll be right back with our featured guest.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everyone, and we'll continue our conversation.
So if I am looking into, maybe I have my sights like you did in getting into product management, what advice would you have for them if you know, they're thinking it, they want to go this route?
Yeah, great question. So definitely a lot of self-research and Googling.
Okay.
First of all, familiarize yourself with what is product management? What does mm-hmm. that job look like? Can you imagine yourself in that shoes? Can you deal with difficult conversation?
Right.
Are you keen to, do you see yourself really growing in that role and being a leader? And sometimes being a leader, it sucks. Sometimes you mm-hmm. feel lonely. Sometimes you feel like, oh my God, am I doing things the right way, etc. So are you just Googling the world of product management to kind of I would say make sure that that is something you want to try at least. Second advice would be try it out in your current role.
Right. Yeah.
talk to your supervisor and say, hey, like, I want to take the lead on this. Hey, I want to take the lead on that. Hey, I have a little bit more time aside from the tasks you're giving me. I want to spend like a few hours on this, you know, et cetera. And third, I think one of the most impactful resource that I could share is people, really. People who are in the position. People who are product managers, people, even other leaders, like how do you get to where you are now? What were your challenges in the past? Like, I think I would say people are one of the most valuable resources you can have because they are experienced and they can really give you a lot of inputs on, for example, if it's your colleague, they can give you inputs on what you're doing well on and what you can improve. And you can also share your struggles and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. How can I approach it? And then most likely, if they have plenty of experience and they can give you answers. So again, it's about problem solving in the end of the day, how to communicate, how to navigate through like ambiguous situations. Fourth, I'd say try and transition within your company because that's what I did. I literally at one point created my own role because I wanted to shift. And so that's why I was a hybrid product owner, product designer at my previous role. I do want to say though that my path isn't traditional. So if you're looking for a traditional route, this might not speak to you the most. There's of course certifications out there for product management. But I personally think nothing beats experience. So just do it, you know, do it now. What can you do now? How can you clearly be honest with your career intentions, with your supervisor? And if you're lucky enough to have a supervisor that's a listening leader, then go for it. And I would just say, lastly, be humble and kind of keep that humility that you will not know all the answers.
Correct.
So keep researching, keep asking questions, and don't be afraid to kind of be silly in a room of people. Yeah. You know, not silly, but like, don't be afraid that, oh my God, I'm going to ask dumb questions, etc.
Right, right.
If most of those are yes and sound interesting to you, then definitely try it out. And lastly, if you do want certification, I am actually certified too at scrumalliance.org. That's okay. Kind of one of the trusted facilities for that. But again, to me, it's just a paper. Experience really is the way to go.
Right. And so with that, what do you feel are someone trying to demonstrate, right, that they can do product management? What do you feel are some of the components that they should definitely either state in the resume or, you know, showcase in their portfolio?
Yeah, I guess one of the things that I did or maybe set myself apart is really I took the time in my old company to keep updating my resume. Whatever important deliverables or impactful tasks I did, I put that in my resume. And I also made sure that it is cohesive, it makes sense, and it in itself, it tells a story. So yeah, and I think working in a startup environment in the past really lent to the fact that I was able to touch on so many different, I wouldn't say experience, but so many different tasks that helped me understand as a whole what is the development world look like. And I'm a very big picture kind of person, and that just like helps me to, it's a tool for me to tell that story about who I am, where I was, and where I want to go. And it just, I think telling a story, an authentic story, about yourself and your clear intentions is what could set you apart from other applicants.
What resources would you share with Helotes if they're wanting to go this route? So resources, maybe blogs that help you out, or organizations, anything of that nature that you saw like their resources and that really helped you to understand this platform.
Yeah, so definitely you can try out certification. If you're lucky, ask your company to, you know, sponsor you in that regard. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely plenty, a Google away. I don't remember the specific resources because I probably have sifted through a lot of them.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah, if you want to get into that role, then, you know, I would say start being in that mindset. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I was saying before, like if you know that you're interested in just kind of, problem solved, this is like the great challenge too. Like this is like a test, just like as a UX designer, like
that's the word that missed me a while ago. I was like, what's the word? I said a challenge. If you want to challenge yourself.
Yes, okay, awesome. That is your challenge, right? If you can.
Should you accept it?
Yes. Like as a UX designer, your first challenge out of your boot camp or whatever self-study you're doing, your first challenge is how to get the role. So be enthusiastic about it, you know? Right. Once you're in, you're in. So starting out is the hard part. So don't be discouraged. And there's definitely plenty of demand out there. So you can do it.
Nice. Awesome. Okay. So now we're in our part, which was our fun question.
Cool.
And so this question is just to give our Helotes a glimpse into your personality. And so my question is, if you could live in another era, which era would you choose and why?
Wow. Okay. If I could live in another era, I'd say now, but I know that's a boring answer.
No. Let's look into your why. Why now?
Okay. Why? Because in a grand scheme of things, I believe that there, I have this kind of personal belief that what is now is meant to be, you know.
Nice.
Kind of like que sera, sera, like whatever will be.
Yeah.
And that's kind of one of the ways that I approach life or my personal life, is that we are dealt with different cards. And our task is, how can we make the most of that now? So that's kind of why it's like, I'm in this era now, so let's bring it on. I know it's crazy and it's been tough, man, like the pandemic and then the elections and the wars. But, you know, I guess that's kind of part of the tension that the human race.
right. No, you answered it beautifully. You know, I tend to, you know, part of me asking this question is like, actually I asked my 13-year-old, hey, give me a fun question.
Nice.
She's
they always have fun questions.
Yeah, they do. So I was like, cool, yeah, I'm gonna use that word.
It would be cool though to be in an era when and if we're actually able to live in the outer space, that would be interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. If we survive.
Right. Not before we nuke ourselves. Yeah. But I know. Oh, you're a pessimist. No.
No. Just joking, guys. Just joking.
Yeah. Well, Krista, thank you so much for being our guest. Thank you for sharing your expertise and your journey. A lot of our Helotes are definitely going to learn from this. And if their eyesight is on the set on being a product manager, I feel that you gave them enough resources and enough start here for them to be able to begin their own journey. So thank you for that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And if anyone wants to reach out, where can they find you on social media channels?
Sure. Well, first, I want to give a shout out to Coalition. So skillup.org. So if you or know anyone who's pivoting into high growth careers, or if you don't even know where to start, please go to explore.skillup.org. This is actually one of the latest special projects that I'm a part of, and we just launched recently. So check out our new training, brand new experience in our catalog and our user profile, and we'll eventually add more features there. So very exciting. Another way to connect with me, I am happy to share all the things that I've learned and all the little nuggets of wisdom I've taken or I've collected in the past. So feel free to connect me through LinkedIn. Just search Krista Faith Castro or linkedin.com/in/KristaFaith/ I guess. And if you're...
And don't worry, I'll share your handles when we promote this. So.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you so much.
Like old school. And lastly, if you like outdoors and want to follow my personal blog, go to Instagram at The Snowy Beach Bum. Ooh. At The Snowy Beach Bum. So I'm starting to post more and tell more stories and anything outdoors, sports and arts related. So if you like that, go ahead and follow.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Krista. Thank you again for being a guest at Hello UX Podcast.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, Jazz. It was nice seeing you. Let's stay in touch.
Yes, we'll do.
So Krista was fantastic to speak with. She was so good at laying out not only her path, but the path that others can take if that doesn't work for them. But I think the biggest tip that I took from it is if you're currently working, talk to your manager, talk to your supervisor, see what kind of other different paths you can take and be able to carve out a space for yourself. I think that was the biggest takeaway that I had from Krista's interview.
And in doing so, I also felt like you create those opportunities for yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you already have like kind of your eye on going a particular path, well, if you can, by your means, try to create that path for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was very smart. And I think that's something we had heard before from another one of our guests. Also, what I thought my takeaway too was how she found a place where she felt like she could really bring her talents and help a cause that became important to her.
Absolutely.
And so to me, that's like awesome. I feel like that's like the icing on the cake, you know, when you're doing what you love. And then if you can use this to, you know, help an organization, a cause that you feel like, you know, you can really contribute to, I thought that was awesome about her story as well.
That's the dream, isn't it? Being able to not only follow your career path, do something you're passionate about, but also help other people. That's an amazing thing that she was able to do, or is able to do, really.
Correct. Yeah, I agree with that too.
Well, this wraps up season 3, episode 5, Different Paths, One User Experience, where we bring different experts from various roles that contribute to the user experience. Before we leave you, I would like to invite you to visit us on our website at hellox.design and find all of our social media links to follow us, like us, and leave us reviews. And also check us out on our YouTube channel and don't forget to subscribe.
If you would like to cover us a specific topic or you're dying to give us feedback, send us a message via our social media channels or send us an email to info@hellox.design. I'll repeat, info@hellox.design. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast available on all major streaming platforms. Hey, you like what you hear? Then show us some love by becoming a sustainer. This will allow us to continue to bring you the content you're looking for and treat us to a cafecito.
And now a shout out to our sponsor, Overflow Digital. Overflow Digital, a digital agency specializing in all your professional website needs. We aim to create dynamic websites that will positively impact your business, meeting you at the crossroads of data, design, marcom, and UX.
Before we leave you, we would like to leave you with this quote. Life isn't about not knowing, having the change, taking the moment and making the best of it. It's by Gilda Radner. I like this quote because it kind of ties into our interview to make the best of what you got, whatever path you're on, whatever circumstances you're in, try to make the best of it to move yourself forward. So I just really like that.
Yeah, and I like that because I think it even ties in with the fun question we have for Krista.
Yes.
Where, you know, she has that thinking that she's where she needs to be, not any other time, not any other space. Mm-hmm. And so if we all have that thinking, then we are where we need to be. And we use that as a point of where we want to take ourselves to be the next step. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, Helodies. Well, thank you so much for listening again.
Helodies, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to talk to you next time.
Yes, hasta la próxima.